first, Bryson Ware at third, and the outfield, it's Bennett Owusu-Asiedu and Jordan Byers returning to Bay Care Ballpark. He got a nice big cheer when the starting lineups were announced. And on the mound for the Threshers, Micah Ottenbright gets the ball for Clearwater for the first time since 2022. An injury-shortened career has limited his 3 years in minor league baseball to just 9 appearances. 4 of them have been starts. Half of those starts have been for the Threshers, with 2 in 2022 before his first injury. Now Ottenbright back on the bump, healthier than ever, and ready for a big season. First pitch into Byron Churio, a fastball missing for in there for a called strike, and we're underway from Bay Care Ballpark, game 2 of the Threshers opening series. Next pitch, another fastball, this one right down the pipe, and it's 0-2. Four-seamer, curve, slider, and a change for Micah Ottenbright, coming off of a couple of rehab starts in the Complex League last year, making sure that the Phillies are putting him in that starting role after being a reliever after he was drafted out of high school in 2021, the fourth round by the Philadelphia Phillies. One ball, two strikes to Churio now as Ottenbright quickly into his windup and the pitch. Breaking ball. I thought that was going to be a called strike 3. So did Luis Caicuto behind the plate, but it turns into a 2-2 count on the curve. And Ottenbright, not wasting much time, puts the blue glove up to his face and deals. There's strike 3. A swing and a miss from Byron Churio. No doubt about that one. Some high cheese to get the first K for Micah Ottenbright. So one gone in the first inning, and now Rain Don Con, who was the leader in RBIs for Fort Myers last night. Two different sacrifice flies. Only one of his at-bats actually counted. It was 1-for-1 with a single, and he ended up scoring on that as another Ottenbright fastball gets in for a called strike. 0-1 the count as Ottenbright has been well over the plate for most of this game thus far. As I say that, the slider misses inside for ball number one. Threshers with different home jerseys. Usually they wear the red Threshers jerseys as the slider in there for ball number two, just a bit inside from Ottenbright to make it 2-1. Wearing their alternate blue jerseys that they wore on the road in Bradenton with their road Threshers caps. 2-1, fastball upstairs, and it's a 3-1 count to Don Cone, hitting .462 on the season with a home run and 7 RBIs, as I mentioned, 2 of them coming against the Threshers last night. Now Ottenbright taking a short pause, the wind, the kick, and the 3-1 pitch. Fastball just missing upstairs. Nope, that's going to be in there for a called strike. Late call by the home plate umpire Jared Neal as Rain Don Con calls time. Frank Jones on the bases, Jared Neal behind home plate for tonight's umpire and crew. And we got a full count to Rain Don Con back in the batter's box. Ottenbright, the pitch. Fastball right down the pipe. It's a called strike 3. Micah Ottenbright clutching up on a full count fastball and getting his second strikeout in a row. Two gone for Jose Rodriguez, three hitter last night as well. The first 4 in the Mighty Muscles lineup identical to opening night last evening as Ottenbright gets a new ball from the Threshers dugout. Rodriguez, left fielder, just one hit so far on the season, and it did not come yesterday. First pitch to Rodriguez, breaking ball in there for a called strike on the inside edge, and it is an 0-1 count. Rodriguez flied out in the first and then struck out on each of his final 3 at-bats in last night's win for the Mighty Muscles. 0-1, curveball missing outside, it's a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, the count. Ottenbright quickly deals. Weak ground ball, tap foul, might have knocked off of the plate. And it's a one ball, two strike count to Jose Rodriguez. Brandon Winokur delivered the game tying RBI last night. He's waiting in the wings on deck for the Mighty Muscles in their road purple jerseys tonight. 1-2. Fastball called strike 3. Micah Ottenbright fooling the Mighty Muscles left and right. Starts off the first inning by striking out the side. Fort Myers going down in order to start the first inning. Now it's the Threshers' turn. Clearwater coming up to bat for the first time.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Bottom of the first inning for the Threshers. They're getting their first chance to take a look at the Mighty Muscles starter, right-handed pitcher Ty Langenberg, as we take a look at the Threshers starting lineup. Aiden Miller back in the two spot. Trent Farquhar getting his first chance with the leadoff man. Bryson Ware hitting third. Then Byers, Bennett, Owusu Asiedu, Dakota Katowski, Pawanka Grego, and Kai Kuto for Clearwater. As Farquhar is up to the plate, he'll be the first batter to go against Ty Langenberg for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Langenberg making his first start of the season. Another righty pitching from the first base side of the rubber. He deals. First pitch to Farquhar. Hard ground ball past the first baseman and into right field for a base hit. Farquhar's rounding first and headed for second. Throws coming in. Head first slide. And it's a leadoff double for Trent Farquhar. A hot shot to first, and Cruz just could not handle it. And Farquhar, the Michigan State product, uses his wheels and gets his first of hit of the season, a two-bagger. Really good piece of hitting there, and here you get a look at how well that ball missed Cruz's glove. He got a piece of it, but it just rolled into right field, and Farquhar was thinking two all the way. Now it's hitter number two for the Threshers, Aiden Miller coming up to the bat after scoring a team-high two runs of the Threshers four last evening. Slider missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to Miller. Designated hitter tonight. Usually we'll see him at shortstop, maybe at third later on in the season, but getting a little night off in the field, remaining in the two-hole for Miller. 250 average on the year so far as he waits the 1-0. Hard ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Farquhar is going to hold up at third base as Churio is right there in center. Miller's heading for second. The head first slide. This time the throw's going to get him. Miller saw the throw coming home and thought he could take advantage of it, but a quick turnaround by catcher Pancho Ruiz gets him out at second. Score that one 8-6 on the putout following the Aiden Miller single. But Farquhar is on third, so the infield will move in for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, and Bryson Ware will step up to the plate, trying to continue his hot start from the Bradenton series. Infield in for Fort Myers. First pitch to Ware. Cut on and missed. High cutter in there for called strike number one. So one gone in the first. Threshers have a big chance in the first inning with a man on third and just one out. 0-1. Ware holds up the swing. Appeal to the bases umpire. Said he went. And Frank Jones confirms that the count is 1-2. Good block by Ruiz, though, to keep Farquhar on third base safely. That ball went running towards the mound. So it's an 0-2 count to Ware, who had a solid series in the first two wins for the Threshers against Bradenton. Only came in as a pinch hitter on Sunday. This time it's a check swing again, and he will not go. No, he will. I just read that wrong. Three-pitch strikeout to Ware, and Langenberg gets the Threshers' third baseman to go. Now there's two away. The infield will revert back to a lefty shift for the power-hitting Jordan Byers, who steps up to the plate for the Threshers. Had a nice first game for Clearwater back on Friday, opening day in Bradenton, getting himself a hit. 1-for-7 on the season so far is Myers. With a run scored as he takes the first pitch, slider low for ball number one. Two gone. Farquhar taking a short lead off of third. The 1-0 pitch lifted high in the air out to right center field. May have snapped the bat of Viers, and it's Churio who comes up with the catch for the final out of the first inning. So the Threshers threatened with a leadoff double, but are put out in a couple more outs, finish off the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man no errors, and one man left on base. We're still scoreless after one.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got...
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at threshersbaseball.com to keep up with the action all season long. Threshers also have an Instagram account at Threshers Baseball. They're at Threshers on Twitter. And don't forget about TikTok as well. Some great social media content pumped out by all the Threshers accounts across social media. First pitch from Ott Bright starts off the second inning with a strike to Brandon Winokur, who had a heroic triple late in the game for the Mighty Muscles that contributed to their 5-4 win. As he checks his swing, the appeal goes out to the bases umpire, says he did go around on the Bright slider, and now the count is 0-2. Two of his three RBIs came last night for Winokur, who shifts from short to third in tonight's contest. Holds up the swing again. Appeal says it's a 1-2 count, and that looked to be the right call despite the fans' chagrin here at BayCare Ballpark. So it's a 1-2 count to Winokur. He'll lead off with Pancho Ruiz and Rafael Cruz to follow for the Mighty Muscles here in a scoreless top of the second inning. 1-2. Fastball upstairs, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Brandon Winokur. So Otten Bright, one of two members of the 2021 Phillies draft class, still in single A. Drafted around after Jordan Byers, who's in right field. Winokur lifts this one high out to center field. Owusu Asiedu is there. Short run and a catch for the second out of the first out, excuse me, of the second inning. I'll bring up Pancho Ruiz, the catcher, for the second night in a row. Ruiz yesterday went 0-4 with a strikeout. Pop out, fly out, ground out, four different types of outs for the Mighty Muscles catcher, dropping his average down to 300. He's 3-for-10 on the 2023 season as the first pitch curveball is in there for a called strike. Not Bright, deal. High fly ball, well fouled. Make the count 0-2 to Pancho Ruiz. Bright, a fourth round pick after a dominant senior season of high school, had 95 strikeouts and 54 and two-thirds innings with an ERA of .64. 0-2, high arcing fly ball, curling towards the corner and it reaching the seats in foul territory down the right field line. Still an 0-2 count to Ruiz after the foul. Two hits in the first inning for the Threshers, neither team with a run just yet. Now the 0-2. Bouncing breaking ball, well blocked by Kai Kuto, and his fellow catcher at the batter's box makes the count 1-2. Ottenbright gets a new baseball from Kai Kuto, back in the game in his first appearance at BayCare Ballpark. First home game as a member of the Phillies system after spending his first three in Arizona's complex. Now the 1-2. Slider just missing away, and it's 2-2. curveball and slider, two similar pitches for Ottbright that have a lot of the same kind of movement. The curve just a bit slower than that slider. Ottbright shaking off Kai Kuto. Now he gets his pitch, the 2-2. Fastball up and away, and the count fills up. No homers, no RBIs for Pancho Ruiz. Just 3 hits and 10 at-bats for an 0-for-4 night last evening. Payoff pitch coming from Ottenbright. Just missing on the outside edge on the sinking fastball, and that's the first walk of the game. And the first base runner for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That'll bring up Rafael Cruz. A pretty famous relative over in the major leagues. Rafael's been moved around the infield, playing at first base for the second straight game tonight. His brother O'Neill is the starting shortstop on the Pirates. Ruiz looking antsy at first base as the fastball misses outside to Cruz to make it a 1-0 count. Ruiz not a threat to steal, but he's certainly trying to capture the attention of Micah Ottenbrock. No sliding mitt for him, but has his fingers taped up on his left hand. Ottenbright deals. Fastball, just missing inside at the right height of the strike zone, but missed in. And that's 4 straight balls over 2 batters for Micah Ottenbright. 81 degrees outside in Clearwater, according to the scoreboard thermometer. Beautiful night for baseball after the sky is cleared up. Pickoff attempt back to first base, not in time. Katowski doesn't come down with the tag after the head first slide. Still a 2-0 count to Cruz, one gone. And Ruiz increasing his lead off of first. Now Ottenbright sets from the first base side of the rubber, deals, fastball. Not sure where that went. Over the heart of the plate, maybe just a little high on Cruz. And that makes the count 3-0. So a 3-0 count. We'll see if Cruz gets the swing away sign from Brian Meyer. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-1. Curious to see how long Ottenbright goes. He's not gone longer than 3 innings of work as he throws a pickoff move that gets back behind first base, bounces off the wall, and it's picked up by Farquhar in right field. So that's the first error of the game and the series charged to Micah Ottenbright. And the E1 gets Ruiz to second base. So the double play, at least in the conventional manner, is nullified. And it's a 3-1 count to Rafael Cruz after the air throw. Short lead off second now for Ruiz as Ottenbright. Still waiting for the sign. Now he's got it. Loads the ball at the belt. Looks back at second in the 3-1. Towering fly ball just outside of the infield. It's Pawaka Grego towards second base. Fires to back him up, but Nico Pawaka Grego fights off the sun to make the catch for out number 2. Good awareness by Pawaka Grego. Byers was rushing in for the backup, but he held true and was able to stick with that baseball for the second out. That'll bring up Yoander Martinez, guy the Threshers saw quite a bit last season. Played most of the year with Fort Myers. Began his tenure with the Mighty Muscles in June, but during the series in which the Threshers clinched. 2 outs and a man on second base. And first pitch from Ottenbright is a fastball called strike 1 right down the middle of the plate to the Mighty Muscles' second baseman. A 1 count to Martinez. Short lead off second for Ruiz as Ottenbright. The second glance in the bag and he deals. Breaking ball bounces into the glove of Kai Kuto and a new baseball will be tossed back to Mike Ottenbright from his catcher. One ball, one strike, the count, 2 gone, and a scoreless top of the second inning as Ottenbright ready to go. He deals. Fouled away, and that's going to clear the sweeps behind home plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the count now to Martinez. Mike Ottenbright Ottenbright looks like he's got his family in tow. A bunch of people wearing Ottenbright jerseys from what looked like his high school team over behind home plate. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Chopper up the middle, going towards third base. It's Ware, tough play at first, but he scoops it and gets it in time for the final out of the inning. Bryson Ware flashing the leather on a difficult charging play. No runs for the Mighty Muscles, no hits, one error, one man left on base, and we're still scoreless. Bottom of the second inning coming up on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night in 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Take a quick look at the defense for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles before we get into the bottom of the second inning. Still scoreless as the alignment is up. Similar infield to last night. Yoander Martinez at second, the only change. Zelcon moving to short. Winokur to third. Cruz still at first. Ruiz the catcher. Rodriguez, Churio, and Houghton left to right in the Mighty Muscles outfield. And don't forget to get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday at Bay Care Ballpark. You can get berm tickets, select food and drink items, all for just $1, thanks to top-notch pest control. Pierce Bennett back in the lineup for the Threshers, worth well more than a dollar on any night of the week. He has been the Threshers' leading hitter so far in the season. 5-for-11 on his three-game hit streak, 2 or 3 games against Bradenton, and recorded multiple hits, also with 3 RBIs. Now the 1-1 to Bennett. Another fastball from Langenberg. This one checks in the upper outside corner, for called strike 2. 1-2 count to Bennett, the Wake Forest product, making his home debut as he holds up his swing, and the appeal says that he went. And that is the second check swing strikeout of the day for Ty Langenberg. 2 strikeouts for the Mighty Muscles and 1 out here in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who has also been one of the best hitters for the Threshers. Him and Bennett batting back-to-back in the lineup could be quite a dangerous combination. As this one's popped up just behind the shortstop position, and it's dropped! Duncan can't find it. Owusu-Asiedu continues his momentum and goes all the way around to second on the fumbled pop-up. Should be called an E6. Well, we'll take a look at the replay as Michael Jones brings the guards back to the dugout, and there you see it. Probably a play Duncan should have had with now another Thresher in scoring position and one out in the bottom of the second inning. Now the power bat of Dakota Katowski comes up to the plate. Second year in a row that a first baseman has hit the first home run of the season for the Clearwater Threshers. Last year it was Chad Castillo. This year it is Dakota Katowski. It is officially an E6 given to Rain Doncon. That put Owusu-Asiedu on second as Katowski now faces the 1-1 count. So Threshers runners in scoring position each of the first two frames, and now the 1-1. Fastball called strike 3. So 2 strikeouts in the inning, 3 in the game for Ty Langenberg, and there's 2 gone for Nico Polaka-Grego, an 0-for-3 in Bradenton in his first game as a Thresher. Looking to build on that today. 19 years old, originally from New Zealand, but his family moved to Melbourne when his baseball career really started to take off. First pitch to Polacco Grego, grounded over to second base, scooped up by Martinez, flipped to first in time, and that's a quick ending to the second inning. So the Threshers get a base runner on an error, but it goes for naught. No runs, no hits, an error, and one man left on base. Now we'll head to the third and scoreless ball game.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today, July 19th through the 22nd, for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Big Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
After the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles this coming Friday and Saturday night, stick around for the best fireworks show in town. We're real excited to start off the opening series with two nights of fireworks for you guys, so make sure to get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com. Top of the third inning, still scoreless. A hit, two hits for the Threshers, an error apiece here in the top of the third. Angel Del Rosario moving up a spot in the order, swinging and foul tipping. A Micah Ottenbright fastball for a strike number one. 0-1 the count to Del Rosario. And now the pitch. That is a curveball low, and it's a 1-1 count. Angel Del Rosario, a Dunedin Blue Jay for the majority of last year, remaining in the Florida State League after coming to the Twins via trade in the offseason. Fastball inside, and it's a 2-1 count to Angel Del Rosario. Rule 5 draft pick from Minnesota as he avoids a high fastball. 3 balls and 1 strike. Got a promotion to High A late in the year. So Del Rosario played in 2 countries last season. 3-1 the pitch. Popped up, staying in the infield. It's Katowski towards the foul line. Kikuto coming to the mound as well. It's Katowski who makes the catch on the pitcher's mound for the first out, getting the high pop-up from Angel Del Rosario. Good job by Katowski to stick with that ball. Certainly has the awareness of an outfielder because that's where he started his career. Katowski, a corner outfielder at Missouri State in the MVC, getting the first out of the third inning. Now Maddox Houghton, a name that should be familiar to Threshers fans because he was here in Fort Myers for most of last year as well. As first pitch in there for a called strike on the Ottenbright fastball. Houghton plays center field and right in right field tonight with Byron Churio out in center field. Getting a little bit more time with the absence of Walker Jenkins as the fastball fouled away to drop the count to 0-2. Walker Jenkins, the day before this series started, it was announced that he was moved to the injured list and the Threshers will not see him this week. This one hit on the ground, past Ottenbright, going to second base. Polacco Grego's got it, fires to first, not in time, and Houghton will stay at first on the errant throw. But it'll just be called an infield hit for Maddox Houghton. Not much Polacco Grego could do. That ball just hit to no man's land in the infield. And Houghton staying on first for the Mighty Muscles' first base hit of the ballgame. A lot of weak contact coming from Micah Ottenbright. And the first trip around the lineup concludes with one hit, three strikeouts, and a walk. And now a man on first with one gone for the speedy Byron Churio, leadoff man for the Mighty Muscles, who struck out to lead off the ball game. Now Houghton's a threat to steal on first. Off he goes. Pitch misses for ball or in for a strike. The throw, not in time, and Farquhar can't believe it. It looked to me like Houghton slid right into the tag of Trent Farquhar, but it will be given a stolen base. That is going to be a close call. And we'll take a look at the replay here. Yeah, I don't know what the bases umpire was seeing. That looked out to me, but Houghton's on second with one out in the third. 0-1 to Churio now as Ottenbright readies the pitch. That one misses, and it's a 1-1 count. We'll see if Houghton tries for third. Ware somewhat blocking the baseline right now. As Ottenbright deals. Swing and a miss. Fastball blown right by Byron Churio, and it's a 1-2 count. Name might sound familiar to baseball fans, but he is not related to Jackson Churio, the Brewers outfielder who made headlines with a 7-year, $80-plus million contract before playing a major league game. Of course, Jackson was named to the Brewers opening day roster after that. 1-2 to Byron, missing inside on the changeup. And no, that's a called strike three. Late strike call from the home plate umpire, and there are two away. Three of Ottenbright's four strikeouts have been looking, and now Rain Don Cohen steps up to the plate with two gone and a man still on second base. More on the Churio comparison the next time he comes to bat. So Don Cohen, 1-for-1 last night, but a walk, two runs scored, two RBIs. Not a bad game for Don Cohen. Now moved to shortstop, where he played third last night. Two gone and a man on second, and the pitch from Ottenbright. Fouled away. That one is going to clear the sweeps, and it's 0-1. So Houghton's got a lot of speed on second. Ottenbright gets a new baseball, and he's looking to keep this on the infield. With Houghton at second base, a single could very well give the Mighty Muscles the first lead of the ball game, and the Threshers do not want that. Ottenbright, blue glove matching the Threshers' blue alternate jerseys. Now the 1-1. Break ball low, and it's an even 2-1 count. Two gone, Houghton on second base, still scoreless here in the top of the third inning. Right-handed Duncone against the right-handed Micah Ottenbright. The second game of the Threshers opening series at home. Ottenbright, a look back at second base, and he deals. Popped up high in the air, drifting into foul territory. Byers sprinting towards it by the tarp. It's going to reach the seats, and the count's now even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Man on second base for the Mighty Muscles in the top of the third inning. And number 22 up at the plate. Ottenbright taking his time. Now has 5 seconds on the pitch clock. He glances over at second and fires the 2-2. This one hammered high and deep out to center field. Owusu Asiedu drifting towards it. Makes the catch just in front of the warning track to end the third inning. So a one-out singles all the Mighty Muscles get. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left for Fort Myers. Still scoreless through 2.5. Bottom third coming up next.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County. On Saturday, April 27th, travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Our next game is tomorrow, April 10th. April 11th, as the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles once again. Game 3 of 6 in the series as the gates opening at 5:30 and once again a 6:30 first pitch. Far from the first pitch tonight, Luis Caicuto stepping into the box as Ty Langenberg winds and deals, starts off the bottom of the third inning with a fastball that's fouled backwards and out of play. And that is going to be a nice souvenir for someone in the seat. So one count to Caicuto. 333 average, 1-for-3 in both games he played against Bradenton. As a break ball in there for a called strike two. Had an RBI double in the first game that really put the dagger in the heart of the Marauders. 0-2 pitch, just got a piece of it. Nice defensive swing that bounces off the plate and foul down the first base line. Caicuto also threw a runner out from behind the plate, but it's going to be a pretty stiff catching competition with Caicuto and Hediger both off to really strong starts, both offensively and defensively for the Clearwater Threshers. 0-2 count to Caicuto now as Langenberg's got his sign. He wheels and deals. Another pitch sliced high and foul. This is going to go behind home plate, and the count remains at 0-2 for Luis Caicuto. Rule 5 pick for the Phillies, one of four catchers selected in the Rule 5 draft by Philadelphia. As the 0-2 is hit on the ground down the third baseline, picked on a hop by Winokur, sends it to first, and that's in time for the first out of the third inning. So one trip around the Threshers order is complete, and Trent Farquhar, who has the only extra base hit of the ball game, will step back up to the plate. He has reached base in almost every game he has played with Clearwater. Had a nice showing for the Threshers as a utility infielder towards the end of last season, but did not make the Threshers playoff roster. First pitch to Farquhar in there for a called strike. Cut fastball on the outside edge, and it's an 0-1 count. 0-1 to Farquhar. This one lined into center field, and Farquhar's got two hits to start off his day. Marty Malloy put him in the leadoff spot for his first time as a Thresher, and that is looking like a darn good decision as Farquhar halfway to the cycle already with two well-hit balls. And look at the contact off this one. Just rocketed it into center field. And now Aiden Miller, another guy who can just hit some rockets off of his bat. Hard-hitting shortstop. Really can play just about anywhere on the infield for the Threshers, but he has stayed primarily at shortstop as a pro thus far as he takes the first pitch cutter for a called strike. He singled but was thrown out at second in the first inning. And he's looking to do some more damage as Farquhar lengthens his lead at first base. Langenberg deals. Farquhar goes. Miller grounds it down the third base line, and it stays fair. Farquhar is going to continue running as that ball bounces off the wall. Farquhar heads home as Miller stands up with a double, and it's an RBI two bagger for Aiden Miller. The Threshers top two in the order, each with a pair of hits, and this fourth for Aiden Miller has the Threshers out in front 1-0. RBI double, Miller's third of the year, and Clearwater takes the early lead here in the bottom of the third. We have seen some incredibly well-executed hit and runs, and help of the wall there or not, this might have been the best one. Farquhar scoring all the way from first on a great piece of hitting right down the third base line by Aiden Miller. So his first RBI at home this year. And now Miller in scoring position himself for Bryson Ware. Ware lifts this one high in the air out to shallow left field. Three back forward, including Winokur, seeds to the shortstop, and Don Cohn makes the catch for the second out of the third inning. That'll bring up Jordan Byers, who had four of his six home runs at Bay Care Ballpark last season. And certainly looking to get himself on the power board for the Threshers, because that is really his calling card. One of the reasons he was taken out of the third round and greeted to a well-earned ovation by these Threshers fans, as he has endeared himself to the Clearwater Threshers over the last couple of seasons, where he has played parts of all of them since 2021 when he was drafted. First pitch strike to Byers. Cut fastball again from Langenberg. That seems to be his go-to pitch. And he's got an 0-1 count to Byers. Miller now to third as it's an 0-1 and a check swing. Misses, pitch missing outside for ball one. Miller stealing third base. I don't know how I missed that one, but his fourth steal of the season. 1-1. Line drive into short. It bounces in the outfield, and that's a base hit. Jordan Byers sprinting down the line, and Miller scores easily. And the Threshers take a two-run lead. That stolen base looking even better from Aiden Miller. Really improved his steals, but Byers hitting this soft liner just enough to get into the outfield and give him his first RBI of the young season. 2-0 Threshers, two outs in the fourth, or the third inning, excuse me, and now Byers goes for second. Fastball in for a strike. Byers slides into the tag, and that will end the inning. 2-6 on the caught stealing, and the Threshers end a productive third inning. Two runs for Clearwater. Those come on three hits, no errors, and no one left on base. Threshers lead 2-0, and we go to the fourth.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Captain Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone.
May the force be with you as we host our annual Star Wars night. Bid on game-worn, one-of-a-kind jerseys and see Jedi and other beings from across the galaxy at BayCare Ballpark. That Star Wars night is going to be on April 27th, and I am eagerly awaiting that fantastic celebration of Star Wars. First pitch misses for ball one to Jose Rodriguez. Threshers start off the fourth inning with a 2-0 lead. And the 1-0 breaking ball bounces away from Kaikuto, 2-0 the count. And that Aiden Miller steal in the last inning, we were able to get a look at it in between innings. And it looks like Miller just took advantage of the pitcher not paying attention. And clearly the pitcher wasn't the only one. But Miller using his smart base running after an RBI single to get another run for the Clearwater Threshers. And by single, I actually mean double. So 3-0 the count to Jose Rodriguez as Ottenbright quickly into the next pitch. 3-0 hit high in the air out to left field. Going towards the line is Bennett. Going back, and the ball's going to one-hop the wall. Pierce Bear hands it to pick it up off the bounce, sends it into the cutoff man, while Rodriguez stands up at second base with a leadoff double. Second double that led off an inning against the Threshers this year. The last one broke up a perfect game bid from George Clausen, who's scheduled to be the Friday night starter for the Clearwater Threshers in his BayCare Ballpark debut. That'll bring up Brandon Winokur now, representing the tying run. No home runs, but three RBIs on the year for Winokur after the double was the second hit and the first extra base hit since Winokur's triple last night. 0-1 the count to Brandon. who flied out to center in his last at bat. Ottenbright, a glance over at second base, and now the 0-1 pitch. Whitaker held up his swing, appealed to the base's umpire, said he didn't go, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. So Whitaker, really the big hitter last night, hit in the cleanup spot for the Mighty Muscles, went 1-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, but that one proved to be very costly to Clearwater, a 2-RBI triple. Ottenbright, a look over at second before the 1-1. This one launched in the air, high out to right field. On it is Byers, drifting into right center to make the catch, and he's got a strong enough arm to hold Rodriguez on second, and rightly so. He would have been hosed if Farquhar had needed to cut that ball off to third base. So one gone in the fourth inning, and Byers, after the RBI single in the third, contributing in the field as well. That'll bring up Pancho Ruiz, who walked in his last appearance, made it to second on an error, but that was as far as he got. Threshers are hoping Rodriguez doesn't get much past second base with one gone in the fourth inning, and Clearwater ahead by 2. First pitch to Ruiz, breaking ball in the Apennines for a called strike. A good-looking curveball by Micah Ottenbright. Ottenbright has now faced 3 different Florida State League teams. Saw Tampa and St. Lucie back in 2022. 0-1. This one hit on the ground up the middle. Farquhar dives and he can't get where. That leaks over to Wusu Asiedu. He fires the throw home offline. But if that throw was more on center, we might have had a play at the plate. Instead, Rodriguez scores on the RBI single by Pancho Ruiz to have the Threshers lead at 2-1. So Ruiz has reached base seats of his first 2 plate appearances and now represents the tying run at first with Rafael Cruz representing the go-ahead run at the dish. Though Cruz 0-for-1 on the day today, popped out to second base. One gone and one on, one run across here in the top of the fourth inning as Ottenbright glances over to first where Ruiz is pretty aggressively leading. Ottenbright wheels back and fires to first. Tag applied but not in time by Dakota Katowski. Cruz, 167 hitter so far on the year. Played first base after playing third and short, as well as second in multiple games against Clearwater last year. Slider in for a called strike, and it's 0-1 on the first pitch to Rafael. Doubled and scored in the third, then struck out his next 2 at-bats, and it would have came up if the Threshers had managed to run in the ninth inning. 0-1 to Cruz now, as Ruiz again takes a longer lead, as the curveball just misses outside, evening the count at 1-ball-1-strike. Tomorrow's the first Taps and Tacos night here at Bay Care Ballpark. Definitely something that we're excited. Debut of Moe's on the taco cart as the slider gets Cruz to go. Swing and a miss to make it 1-2. 4 strikeouts already for Ottenbright. 3 of them came in the first inning. And it's a 1-2 count to Rafael Cruz. Ottenbright focuses on the batter, deals. This one bounced over to third base, picked up by Ware, only played a first, and he gets it to Katowski in time for the second out of the inning, and that ball just teetering on the foul line, but it was a fair ball. So Ruiz to second base, Cruz out on the 5-3, and there's 2 away for Yoander Martinez. Or they just called it a foul ball, and I'm just being completely presumptuous. I'm sorry about that. So still a 1-2 count to Rafael Cruz, and now the pitch. Fastball missing outside. 2-2 is the count. So Pancho Ruiz remaining on first base. Cruz in the batter's box with a 2-2 count. One gone in the fourth for a smooth-looking play by Ware. That ended up foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Ottenbright deals. Wave and a whiff. Strike 3. Fastball in the upper 90. Getting Cruz to go for the 5th strikeout of the night by Micah Ottenbright. And he is part of what has been an incredibly successful starting rotation for the Threshers thus far. two away now, 2-0, 2-1 lead for the Threshers. And number one, Yoander Martinez, comes up to the plate after grounding out back to Ware in the second inning. First pitch to Martinez, bounces off the chest protector of Kai Kuto, and he'll get a new baseball for the Threshers starter. 1-0 the count to Martinez on the curve. 0-for-1 today, making his debut on the road after playing a couple games over in Fort Myers against the Tampa Tarpons. 1-0 now to Martinez. Ottenbright deals. Fastball off the plate. Kai Kuto going to the ground to make that snag, and it's a 2-0 count. So far for Ottenbright, 69 pitches, 40 for strikes. So not bad command from the fourth year, fourth rounder. Fastball upstairs, pitch number 70, makes it 3-0. And Angel Del Rosario waiting in the wings for the Mighty Muscles. Last 3-0 count, we had a swing, and we won't get one here as the fastball misses high for ball number 4, a 4-pitch walk to send Martinez, who represents the go-ahead run over to first. Ruiz now to second base. That's the second walk of the night for Ottenbright. Still two away, 2-1 lead for the Threshers, and Marty Malloy is going to come out of the Threshers dugout, and he's going to make a gesture towards the bullpen. So 3 2/3 innings will be all we get for Micah Ottenbright. We'll give you the rest of his line and well as the new pitcher when we get back. Threshers lead 2-1. Ottenbright getting a standing O as he exits the field.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Brandon Beckel, the new pitcher for the Threshers, making his season debut, ending the year after being picked in the 12th round out of Texas Tech with Clearwater in 2023. His first batter, Angel Del Rosario, as Del Rosario takes a fastball inside for ball number one. And that is five straight balls thrown by Threshers pitchers. Beckel pitched a little bit in the postseason, but only a couple innings. Showed a hard fastball. And he's got a couple of breaking pitches to complement a four and a two-seamer for the right-hander. 1-0 to Del Rosario, lifted high in the air out to left field. Going back is Farquhar. Also there is Bennett. He calls off the shortstop, reaches back and makes the catch. And a quick out for Brandon Beckel to put a punctuation mark on Micah Ottenbright's night. Threshers lead it 2-1, but the Mighty Muscles get one run on two hits. No errors and two men left on base. As it's a 2-1 ball game, Threshers out in front as we go to the bottom four.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Check out Tampa's number one country party band, Whiskey County, after the game on April 26th. So be sure to stick around for some great music at the Tiki Bar, first of our Truly Concert Series. And we've got some more Tiki Bar music coming up on Friday. DJ Filthy will be back at the Tiki Bar in left field for a post-game party to celebrate our opening series. Threshers celebrating by taking a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Pierce Bennett holds off on a breaking ball to start off the fourth with a 1-0 count. He struck out in his last at-bat, bringing his total down to 5-for-12 on his first professional season as he swings and misses at a cut fastball to even the count at 1-1. 5-for-11, couple of two-hit games, 3 RBIs for Bennett, 3 games at Bradenton as he fouls off another cutter to drop the count to 1-2. As for the first time this season, we have a special guest in the broadcast booth, the legend himself, Finley T. Thresher. And I must say, he's got some nice new threads coming on this year. Matching the Threshers jerseys with the alternate logo on the shirt, man, I dig it. 2-2 count to Pierce Bennett, though. I'm worried Finley's going to eat me now. He's looking hungry, but I don't think he'd eat me. He's too nice of a shark. Swing and a miss by Bennett. Breaking ball gets by him and the catcher, but Ruiz picks it up, fires to first, and a K2-3 starts off the fourth inning. So be able to get some shots of Finley in the broadcast booth with our new high-tech cameras here. And all the more reason for Finley to come back, because we know this guy loves being on camera. And, I mean, why wouldn't he? He's a good-looking shark. I mean, we love him over here at BayCare Ballpark. Avery Owusu-Asiedu in the process of endearing himself to the Threshers faithful as he takes the first pitch breaking ball inside for a called strike. Owusu-Asiedu reached on an error and some really top-tier base running got him to second base and what was a shallow pop-up to left that was dropped by Randon Cohn. 1-1 the count to Owusu-Asiedu now. 2 ribbies on the year. A pair of doubles as well. And this one might be another one. Ripped out to right field, but quickly on it is out. And he makes the catch for the second out in the fourth inning. Two gone in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Dakota Kitowski, the power-hitting first baseman who went down looking in the last time, huh? Put on about 10 pounds of muscle in the offseason. Really came back from camp looking a whole lot stronger and just more solid. Ready to hold down the pressure first base spot this year as he swings and misses at a cutter to drop the count to 0-1. Move from a corner outfielder to a first baseman for the first time last year as Kitowski fouls off the pitch and drops the count to 0-2. And it paid off handsomely, both defensively and really all around. The offensive numbers never really going to slow down. About a .335 average, 15 homers for the Complex League MVP, Kitowski, last year. Bounces one to third base. High chopper picked up by Winokur. He gets it to first in time, and it's a 1-2-3 fourth inning. So the Threshers go up and down in order. Now we head to the fifth. Threshers 2, Muscles 1. You're watching Threshers Baseball and Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Don't forget to visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets, upcoming events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Whole lot of promotion. Something going on just about every day at Bay Care Ballpark. And you can find all that information on ThreshersBaseball.com. Maddox Houghton leading off the fifth after ending the fourth with a lineout. And he will start things off with Churio and Don Kahn to follow. Brandon Beckel out for his first full inning of work, in line for the victory, as Houghton sends the first pitch of the frame right to shortstop. High throw to first, but the tall Katowski able to make the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. So Otten Bright only not qualified for the win due to not getting to the fifth inning. Tossed 3 2/3 innings, 3 hits, a run, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. There's usually a pitch cap at 75 for the minor league pitchers when they're starting out the season, and Ottenbright was about to hit it. Churio swings on the second pitch of the inning, lines it out to left. Bennett, easy play for the second out of the fifth inning. So 2 pitches, 2 outs for Brandon Beckel after a 2-pitch fourth where he faced one batter and got Angel Del Rosario to a similar out that Pierce Bennett just recorded in left field. So 2 quick outs in the fifth. Now Raindon Combe up, and we'll see if Beckel can make it a 3-pitch fifth. He cannot, as the fastball misses outside to make it a 1-0 count. So for Beckel, he led the Red Raiders with 7 saves in 2023. Expected to shift towards the back end of the bullpen as the season goes on, as he sends the breaking ball in there for a called strike one on the inside part of the plate. 4-pitch mix for Beckel, 4-seam, 2-seam change and a curve. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss, an ugly hack from Don Kahn going after that curveball, and 1-2. Beckel had one outing in the Complex League last season before coming up to the Threshers, let up 3 runs in 3 innings with a strikeout and a couple of walks. Just got a piece of it, did Don Kahn, sent the fastball back to the netting, and the count stays at 1-2. Beckel was the only Red Raider drafted in 2023. First time that the Red Raiders have had one or fewer in the MLB draft since 1987. Looking to show the Phillies that he was a worthy pick. He has so far, as Don Kahn knocks one into the netting and the counts 1-2. 12th round pick for Brandon Beckel, 22 years old, out of Texas Tech. 1-2, to Don Kahn. The pitch from Beckel. Hard ground ball, foul down the third baseline, and we'll do it again. That's 3 pitches that Don Kahn has fouled away with 2 strikes on him, as Farquhar has to go all the way into left field to throw that ball into the Threshers' dugout. So Beckel will step back. 1-2 to Don Kahn. Threshers leading so far. 2-1 the score. Each team with an error. Threshers with 3 runs on 5 hits. And 1 run on 3 hits for the Mighty Muscles. 2-2 count to Don Kahn. Now the 2-2. Chopped high and foul down the third baseline. Ware sprinting towards it, but it lands in the dirt and bounces into the netting. We will do it again. A defensive at-bat for the ages for Raindon Cone here. Four pitches fouled off with two strikes, and pitch number 9 will come up once the infield gets back to their positions. Both Farquhar and Ware were chasing that soft pop-up. Duncone, leader in RBIs for the Florida State League thus far with 7. 2-2 coming from Beckel. He sets, kicks, winds, and deals. Another pitch fouled away, as it looks like we're going to get to 10 in the at-bat. Still two outs, base is empty. The first two batters getting out on just two pitches, and Duncone is now about to see his 10th from Beckel. We're going to 11. Fans liking the snag from, I believe, Pierce Bennett. No, could be Bennett. From Hediger in the Threshers dugout there. 2-2 once again. 3-2 as the breaking ball bounces next to home plate, filling up the count. Pitch number 12 coming in this at-bat for Raindon Cone, the longest at-bat pitch-wise of the season for the Threshers so far. Payoff pitch coming. 3-2 from Beckel. Upstairs, ball 4, and that elicits a big cheer from the Mighty Muscles dugout. A true battle of an at-bat, this time won by Don Cone. Like Jose Pena might be starting to get ready in the Threshers' pen, but no one warming just yet. 12-pitch at bat can take a toll on a pitcher. Beckel trying to shake it off with Jose Rodriguez at the dish, representing the go-ahead run with two outs in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Rodriguez is swung on and missed. 92-mile-an-hour fastball at the letters for a called strike. Rodriguez struck out looking in the first, doubled and scored in the fourth, and has a chance to do some more damage with a good runner in Duncone taking a short lead off of first. 0-1 blocked by Kai Kuto. That one was in the dirt, and he picks it up quickly to hold Duncone over on first base. New baseball for the Red Raider, and Beckel goes back to the mound with a 1-1 count. Two gone and one on. 2-1 lead for the Threshers in the top of the fifth inning. As Beckel, a quick look over at first base, does not seem like Duncone is too eager to steal, but he might just go, and he does. Fastball missing for a strike, and the throw bobbled by Kai Kuto. So we have a stolen base for Raindon Cone as we take a look, and you see the ball kind of slipped coming out of Kai Kuto's hand there. But it is a strike to Rodriguez, so the count is 1-2. Now the tying run in scoring position. One more strike needed just to end this inning for Brandon Beckel and the Threshers. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch. Popped up, should stay on the infield. Now it's tailing into shallow right field. Viers is there. He comes in to make the catch, and that will end the fifth inning. Only base runner for Fort Myers comes on a walk. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. And we're halfway home here in Threshersville. Threshers 2, Mighty Muscles 1, bottom of the fifth next.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. the Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights at Bay Care Ballpark. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. That's usually where I go after games. And it's certainly a whole lot of fun. Two on the lead for the Threshers, bottom of the fifth inning. And Nico Puaka-Grego takes the first pitch that rolls back to the Fort Myers dugout for ball number one. He grounded out to second on the first pitch he saw here at Bay Care Ballpark. Now facing the 1-0. Fouled one back. This one bounces into the netting behind home plate, and the count is even at one ball and one strike. Langenberg deals. This one hammered high in the air out to left field. Drifting back is Rodriguez at the wall, and that's going to one-hop the left field wall. Easy double for Nico Puaka-Grego, and that one looked like it had a chance for a second. And Puaka-Grego gets his first hit as a Thresher with a leadoff double to start the fifth inning. And Puaka-Grego's got great speed. So a single from Kai Kuto could get the run back that the Threshers surrendered back in the fourth inning. Now Luis Kai Kuto up to the plate, power hitting catcher. Part of a group of catchers picked up by the Phillies in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft this past December. First pitch to Kai Kuto, breaking ball low, and it's a 1-0 count to Luis. Trevor Schwecki, Will Simonite, Carson Taylor, the other three catchers, along with Bryce Ball, a first baseman picked by the Phillies in the Rule 5 draft. All of them in AA. Kai Kuto here with the Threshers in his first year as a member of the Phillies as he spits on a low fastball to make it a 2-0 count. This one hammered by Kai Kuto into the gap in left center field. Back go the outfielders, and that's going to bounce into the bullpen for a ground rule double. Puaka-Grego scoring on the two-bagger, and Kai Kuto has his second RBI of the year. Nico touching home, and it's 3-1 Threshers with back-to-back doubles to start off the fifth. Both of Kai Kuto's RBIs this season have been on doubles, as we saw just how close that was to being the first home run at Bay Care Ballpark this season. Trent Farquhar surprisingly laying down a bunt, but he pulls it right back as he saw the breaker missing outside. And I say surprisingly, not because of his speed or his ability to bunt, because he certainly has both of those, but Farquhar 2-for-2 with a double and a single and a run so far. 1-0 to Farquhar, cued off the end of the bat and fouled, and it's now even at one ball and one strike. So Kai Kuto replacing Puaka-Grego over on second base. 3-1 the score now for the Threshers, still nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 to Farquhar. Langenberg checks second and deals. Another bunt pulled back by Trent Farquhar, and the fastball misses upstairs to make it 2-1. Ty Langenberg still on the mound for Fort Myers, and he has been quite efficient through the first four innings. 51 pitches and 39 for strikes. So the Threshers are swinging often, but it's certainly working. This one bounced high and foul down the first base line. And Rafael Cruz is going to give that to his own dugout, evening the count at 2-2. Farquhar and Miller, the top two in the Threshers' order, combining for four of the Threshers' current seven hits. And each of them have scored a run. So great start for the top two in Clearwater's order. 2-2. Fastball just missing in the outside corner, and now the count runs full. Kyle Couto will stay at second base on the 3-2 count. And Farquhar will see his knack for getting on base can continue here. Payoff pitch from Langenberg. And Farquhar hammers this out to center field. Churio going back on the track, and it's over his head. And that ball's going to reach the wall. Kai Couto sprinting around third as Farquhar's heading to third. Kai Couto will score, and it's an RBI triple for Trent Farquhar. 4-1 Threshers on a trio of extra base knocks, and Farquhar needs a home run for the cycle here in Clearwater. 3-run lead for the Threshers. And what a game is Trent Farquhar having tonight. So a double, then an RBI double, then an RBI triple to start off the inning for the Threshers. And that should be... No, that's not Brian Meyer. That is Richard Salazar, the Mighty Muscles pitching coach, might be coming out to try and add some time onto the warm-ups of the left-hander that is currently getting loose in the Fort Myers bullpen. So Salazar bringing the entire infield to the mound, and we'll take a look at the Phillies minor league system. Threshers leading 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Still no one out, by the way, and Aiden Miller about to come to the plate. One final so far in the Phillies system. That came in Hickory, where the Jersey Shore Blue Claws out-hit the Crawdads, but ultimately fell 1-0. In 10 innings, 4-3 in favor of the Claws over in Carolina. 1-0 lead for the Sea Dogs, looking for their first win over the Reading Fightin' Phils. William Simonite currently at the plate with the tying run on second for the Fightins in baseball town in the bottom of the fifth. And after a barn burner of a game last night, it's just a pedestrian 2-1 over Durham for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. As the first pitch to Miller misses outside, and I say that because last night was a Bulls win by a score of 28-10. The two teams combining for 42 hits in one of the craziest score lines we've seen so far this baseball season, but the Iron Pigs with a one-run lead in the top of the fifth. Miller launches this one out to center, should be deep enough to score a run, and Farquhar will tag. The throw's cut off at the mound, and Farquhar slides in safely as Miller's got his second RBI of the night, and it's 5-1 at Clearwater. And as soon as he finished swinging that bat, Miller knew that it was deep enough and he was going to get the job done. His first sacrifice fly of the year. Second ribby of the game, fourth of 2024. Almost said 2023 for a second, but that's beside the point. Bryson Ware up at the dish with a clear set of bags and one out in the fifth inning, taking a slider low for ball number one. Ware's 0-2 on today, strikeout and a pop out so far. Still swinging a solid bat for the Threshers. 1-0. Fastball in there for a called strike, and the count's 1-1. Threshers have a righty up in the pen, and a lefty still warming up for Fort Myers. Ware, hard ground ball to short, sliding, but it goes underneath the legs of Don Cohn, and it's a base hit for Bryson Ware. The only out here in the fifth was recorded on a sacrifice fly. Other than that, the Threshers as a team have almost hit for the cycle in this inning. Two doubles, a triple, and now a single in the frame as we take a look at the replay. Just goes right through the legs of Rain Don Cohn. Good piece of hitting by Bryson Ware, who will swap out his batting gloves for his sliding mitt. Jordan Fires holds up his swing. Pitch called a strike. No appeal needed. And it's no one count to Fires, who was caught stealing in the third after an RBI single. Plated Aiden Miller for the Threshers' second run of that inning. They've already scored three with just one out in the fifth. Hard ground ball almost takes the knees off of Michael Jones at first. And Fires now has an 0-2 count that he is facing. Sliding mitt fully on the left hand of Bryson Ware. Had a couple of steals in both a complex and two more in Clearwater with the Threshers last year as he's checked back to first, but he slides in safely head first before the tag applied by Rafael Cruz. Still no two count to Byers. First RBI of the year coming in his last at bat. Now the 0-2. Fastball upstairs. One ball, two strikes after the good eye by the left-handed hitting Byers. Dallas Morning News Player of the Year in his senior year of high school at Rick Reedy High back in Texas. 1-2. Foul tipped off the glove of the catcher, and the count will stay at one ball and two strikes. So a nice senior year of baseball for Byers in high school. Then the Phillies picked him up in the third round of that 2021 draft. And he has been in Clearwater just about ever since. The 1-2. Fastball upstairs. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Byers does say, though, that he plans to finish school at some point throughout his baseball career. Maybe take some college courses online. 2-2. Lifted this one high in the air, straight up, staying in front of the mound. Catcher called off by Cruz, and he makes a snow cone grab. Quickly throws it to first, but it gets away from the covering second baseman. An errant throw by Rafael Cruz puts Ware to second base, so even that was a productive out on the E3. So two away after the pop-up in the error, second of the game by Fort Myers. Three errors combined in tonight's game after neither squad put up an error last night. Another runner in scoring position for the Threshers with Pierce Bennett at the dish, who, despite being 0-for-2 tonight, came into the ball game as maybe the hottest hitter on the team. He takes a cutter outside for ball number one. And Bennett has struck out twice tonight, but he was 5-for-11 with three RBIs and two multi-hit games in Bradenton. Now the 1-0. Outside again on this time the slider, and it's 2-0. Bennett, 20th rounder at a Wake Forest in 2023. Hit the tying and go-ahead RBI on Friday night to give the Threshers their first win of the season against the Marauders. 2-0. Swing and a miss, and now it's 2-1. Expected to contribute for the Threshers in both the infield and the outfield. As loaded as the Threshers infield is, Bennett, a distinguished second baseman. That was his primary position at Wake Forest, the number one team in the country before falling to LSU in the semifinals of the College World Series. Now Bennett faces a 3-1 count as the fastball misses outside to make it a 3-1 count. Ware lengthens his lead off a second, being held on by Yoandre Martinez. Now the 3-1. Bennett swings and misses, and it's 3-2. Payoff pitch, cut on and missed, and that strikeout will end the inning. But not before the damage was done by the Clearwater Threshers. Three extra base hits and four total lead to three runs for the Threshers, four hits, one error, and one man left on base. And the Threshers head into the sixth, the 5-1 lead on the Threshers broadcast network.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
For just $25 for the entire year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt as Brandon Winokur takes the first pitch for strike number one from a new Threshers pitcher, Jose Pena, making his second outing of the season. 20-year-old local product out of Tampa Prep. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider from Pena gets by the bat of Winokur to drop the count to 0-2. Pena came in for an inning of relief on Saturday night and was pretty solid. Hard fastball averaged the mid-90s. One inning pitched, a hit, and a strikeout for Pena. And there's his second strikeout of the year. Foul tip into the mid of Kai Kuto. And three pitches, one out in the sixth inning for Jose Pena against Brandon Winokur. Threshers lead it 5-1 after that three-run fifth. And now Pancho Ruiz up to the plate with his first RBI of the season coming in his last at bat. Walk and a single for the Mighty Muscles catcher going up against the hard-throwing Jose Pena. Breaking ball missing outside. First ball of the game from Pena. As we're going to take a look at Brandon Beckel's line. He is currently in line for the victory. Beckel, an inning and a third of scoreless baseball. Just a walk, but nothing else. No hits, no runs, no strikeouts. As Pena's fastball skips by Kai Kuto to bring up the count to 2-0. So Pena in for his second time this year, starting at a couple of repeats after pretty much the entirety of the Threshers roster has thrown at least one pitch thus far. As the fastball on the outside edge, great pitch. High and outside corner to Pancho Ruiz, and it's 2-1. And there's the hard heater of Jose Pena Jr., sixth rounder in 2021. 2-1 pitch. Low on the fastball, and it's 3-1. Quick timeout for Pancho Ruiz. Pena with a four-pitch mix. Four-seamer, splitter, curve, and a hard slider that he kind of likens to a slider-cutter combination. 2-2. Make it 3-2 as the fastball misses low. That's what we've seen the most of from Pena so far tonight. As he relies heavily on that fastball because it tops out at 95, which especially at this level is exceptional. 20-year-old is Pena. Now he faces Ruiz with a 3-2. Wave and a whip, strike three. Another high fastball gets Ruiz to offer a miss. And that's back-to-back K's from Jose Pena Jr. 20-year-old just pumping fastballs right by him. And we'll take a look. High heat, no chance for Pancho Ruiz. Pena is making it rain fastballs out here tonight. Two gone, and Rafael Cruz continues the MO of Mighty Muscles hitters this inning. Swinging and a missing at that hard cutter, almost 90 miles an hour from Jose Pena to get the first strike. Pena, complex leaguer in the last couple of years, had a whip under one and limited lefties to under 200 in 2023. 0-1 to Cruz. Definitely goes, and the ball bounces away from Kai Kuto to bring the count down 0-2. Micah Ottenbright started off the ball game by striking out the side, and Pena's got the chance to do it again here. It'll be the third time it's happened this homestand if Pena can get the final strike. Now the 0-2. Wave and a whip, strike three. Foul tip into the mid of Kai Kuto, and Jose Pena blisters through the side of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Three up, three down, all on strikes, all swinging. And the Threshers back to swinging the bats at the bottom of the sixth, up 5-1 over Fort Myers.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County. On Saturday, April 27th, travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase saving. Threshers getting a little bit of advance notice on the new Mighty Muscles pitcher, number 48, Wilker Reyes, international free agent. At just 18 years old, out of Esperanza in the Dominican Republic back in 2018. And Reyes entering his second season with the Mighty Muscles. Starting off with a trio of Avery Owusu-Asiedu, Dakota Katowski, and Nico Pouaka-Grego here in the sixth inning, in which the Threshers lead the Mighty Muscles by a 5-1 margin. They have never trailed since they took a 2-0 lead back in the third inning. First pitch from Reyes in there for a called strike, and it's a 0-1 count to Owusu-Asiedu, who has reached base in each of his first three games and is 0-2 today after reaching on an error in the second inning. He shies away from an inside breaking ball, and it's a 1-0 count to a 1-1 count to Owusu-Asiedu. Now the pitch. Fastball missing upstairs, 2 on the count. Years old, drafted in the 9th round out of Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville. For Owusu-Asiedu, he lifts this one high in the air out to right field. Coming in on it is Houghton, calling off the second baseman, reaching back and making the catch to start off the sixth inning with another fly out to right field. Back-to-back at bats, Owusu-Asiedu has flown out the opposite way. And now Dakota Katowski comes up to the plate, 0-2 on the day, but packing quite a punch. Katowski hit a home run off a left-handed pitcher for his first as a Thresher last season, and the only one that he would hit, 2 outs. That came actually in August in Lakeland as Katowski takes the first pitch breaker to make it a 1-0 count. He hit a home run in the fourth inning against the Marauders on Saturday's 13-2 win for the Threshers' first of the season as that one goes off the knee of the catcher Pancho Ruiz. Katowski offers, and now Jared Neal will personally deliver a ball to Wilker Reyes. Reyes, one of the few left-handed pitchers on this Mighty Muscles roster, hasn't pitched since 2022 when he had a 6.43 ERA in 21 innings in the FCL as Katowski fouls this one into the seats down the right field side, and it's 1-2. Reyes, 22 years old now, 6'1", 205 pounds. Of outings in 2023 for the Mighty Muscles as well. Swing and a miss to Katowski, and that is strike three. First strikeout for Reyes. The Threshers not striking out as much as they have in the past, and Katowski's is the sixth by Threshers hitters compared to eight for Mighty Muscles hitters. So there are 2 outs in the sixth, and Nico Pouaka-Grego steps up to the plate. 2 gone and a clear set of bases. Left-on-left matchup started off with a strike, changeup on the outside corner to Pouaka-Grego, who's 1-2 with a double and a run scored, coming home on that ground rule double by Kai Kuto. 0-1, Swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Not a lot of hard stuff coming from Reyes so far, trying to pool Grego with the breaking ball. 0-2 count to Pawaka Grego. This one off the end of the bat, but up the middle. Picked up by the shortstop, Don Cohn. Quick play at first, gets him by a step as Pawaka Grego almost beat that out. But instead, that is how the sixth inning will end. Threshers go down in order for just the second time tonight. And we head to the seventh. Threshers 5, Mighty Muscles 1 on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The Bay Area's best Grateful Dead tribute band, Uncle John's Band, will be performing post-game on Friday, May 17th, brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. So keep on trucking and get your tickets now for that one at threshersbaseball.com. Jose Pena back out for the seventh after a sparkling sixth inning where he got all three Mighty Muscles out on a trio of swinging strikeouts, two of them coming on an 0-2 count. And we'll see what he's got in store against the bottom third of the Mighty Muscles order, beginning with the second baseman, Yoander Martinez. First pitch to Martinez is much about the same of what we saw in the sixth. Fastball in there for a called strike, and it's an 0-1 count to Yoander, who's 0-for-1 on the day. Walked his last time up back in the fourth. 0-1. Hit on a soft line drive past the diving glove of Farquhar into left center field, and Pena has surrendered his first hit. Martinez thought about trying to stretch that to two, but instead he'll stick with a single for the fourth hit of the day by the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And Farquhar almost had that one, missing the edge of his glove by inches there on that soft line drive. And that is the first hit since the fourth inning for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And now Angel Del Rosario up to the plate, pulling back the bunt on an inside fastball to start the count 1-0. Del Rosario 0-for-2 on the day, pop out in a flyout in his first year as a Twin. 1-0 pitch. Outside on the slider, or sorry, the cutter, and it's 2-0. That's that hard cutter that Pena was talking so proudly about when I spoke to him during media day. Fastball missing upstairs. It's 3-0. Five on the lead for the Threshers. Man on first with no one out in the top seven. 3-0 pitch. Fastball right down Main Street. And it's 3-1. Not a pitch. Hit on the ground a third. Now going to short. Farquhar's got it. Only play at first. Long throw. Not in time. And Del Rosario with a lot of speed to get the infield hit. Second infield hit of the evening for the Mighty Muscles. And now the tying run is in the on-deck circle. Maddox Houghton at the dish. Just about five homers last year for the Mighty Muscles. After after an MLB draft league stint with the West Virginia Black Bears. He's got two on and nobody out. More known for his speed, already beat out an infield hit today with the Threshers infield now shifted for two. And they're going to call a timeout for the pitch clock violation and reset it. So pitch clock now down to eight. Houghton's set in the right-handed batter's box. Pena is ready, takes a deep breath, loads the ball in his glove, and with 1 second on the pitch clock, he deals. Fastball at the knees for a called strike. Houghton signed by the Twins on January 30th of 2023. Spent all of last season with the Mighty Muscles. Primarily at the end or right at the beginning of the lineup. This one launched high and deep out to left field. Bennett's going back at the track. He jumps at the wall, and it's gone. So the first home run at BayCare Ballpark of 2024 belongs to Maddox Houghton. The wind taking a high fly ball just barely over the wall, and Bennett a matter of inches from bringing that one back, and just like that, a 5-1 game turns to 5-4. Second hit of the day for Houghton, and his first home run of the year, fifth of his professional career in affiliated baseball. 5-4 the score now. First home run allowed by the Threshers this year as well as Byron Churio spits on an outside fastball for ball number one. And this one is hit hard into the gap in left center field. Churio's on his horse, going to take it to extra bases. Owusu-Asidu playing it off the wall, digging it out of the corner as Churio's digging for third, where he'll stand up with a triple. Four hits to start the inning for the Mighty Muscles, and Byron Churio giving the pump up arms, waving him toward his dugout as the tying run on third base after this great piece of hitting by Byron Churio just sprayed it right into the gap. A difficult play for Owusu-Asiedu in center field. Might have gotten caught in the wall, but Avery just misjudged the bounce on that one. And Churio, with his speed, was thinking three all the way. So the Mighty Muscles, before this inning, had three hits in the ballgame, and that triple was their fourth of the frame. And that's going to cause Gustavo Armas to come out and have a chat with Jose Pena, Luis Caicuto joining him. Threshers have a righty up in the pen. Muscles' bullpen is clear. Clearwater leading by one, but now their lead in jeopardy, really, for the first time all game. A fast runner on third, nobody out, and part of the infield drawing in. Farquhar and Puaka Grego staying a bit back in the middle of the infield as Pena starts off Doncon with a slider for called strike one. Rain, 0-for-2 on today, stole a base after a walk in the fifth, but a strikeout and a flyout for his other two ABs. 0-1, cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Rodriguez and Winokur to follow Don Cone, and Threshers hoping that's all they see. Looking to keep hold on to this 5-4 lead here in the top seven. Pitch from Pena. Weak ground ball towards the first base side. Caicuto holds the runner back to third, fires to first in time, and that is the first out of the seventh inning. Surprised that Churio didn't go for it, but Pena was quick to come and cover home plate. And Caicuto getting the easy out at first base. Now the infield will draw in. Puaka Grego's feet on the infield grass with Farquhar pushing towards it as well. Katowski on the infield grass with the tips of his toes against the righty Rodriguez. He swings and misses, almost falling over on the cutter. And it's an 0-1 count to Rodriguez, who's 1-for-3 with a double. Pena deals. just got a piece of it, and that might have hit off some part of the pad catcher. I wasn't sure what, but Kikuto shaking it off like a champ. 0-2 the count to Rodriguez. The Threshers infield drawn in what's looking like a very crucial inning here in this contest. 0-2 the count now to Rodriguez as Pena sets. 2 on the clock, he deals. Wave and a whip, strike 3. A massive, massive slider from Jose Pena to get a crucial strikeout for the second out in the 7th inning. That takes the sacrifice play off the table, and now Brandon Winokur comes up to the plate for Fort Myers with a chance to tie it. First 4 batters got a hit here in this 7th inning. The next 2 out, Pena trying to close out this inning. Starts off Winokur with a fastball for a called strike. That's pitch number 31 for Jose Pena. And 24 of those have gone in for strikes. 0-1 the count to Winokur now. Pena deals. Breaking ball low, and it's 1-1. Excuse me. That slider from Pena, part of his 4-pitch mix. The third-year man out of Tampa Prep. 1-1, the count. And now Pena sets, deals. This one launched high in the air out to left field. Bennett going back again at the track, and that ball is gone. The wind's blowing straight out to left field, but Winokur got all of that one, and 2 homers in the inning for the Mighty Muscles give them a 6-5 lead. Mighty Muscles celebrating a 4-run 7th inning. A 5-run 7th inning that's given them a 6-5 lead. A 2-run and a 3-run home run for Fort Myers. And they've got their first lead of the night here late. Pancho Ruiz takes a fastball high for ball number 1. He struck out his last time up. 6-5 the score now with the Muscles in front after the Threshers had led 5-1 heading into this inning. Fastball again from Pena, and it's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Now it's 1-2. Slider from Pena to fool Ruiz. 8th batter of the inning for Fort Myers, who have 5 of their 8 hits this inning, as well as 5 of their 6 runs. 1-2. Swing and a miss. There's strike 3, and Jose Pena ends on a high note. But the Mighty Muscles pour it on this inning against the Threshers. 5 runs. 5 hits, 2 of them left the yard, no errors, no one left on base, and we'll stretch it out. Threshers looking to get the lead back, 6-5 when we come to the bottom of the 7th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Baker Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on all Wednesday games, such as tonight. Register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. Silver Sharks treated to a back-and-forth contest with the Mighty Muscles getting all five runs back in the fifth, and now lead it 6-5 of a game the Threshers have led most of the way. Luis Caicuto falling to an 0-1 count against Wilker Reyes after an RBI double in the last at-bat. 0-1 to Caicuto. Reyes sends the fastball inside, and that one bounces out of the glove of Pancho Ruiz to even the count at 1-1. It'll be Caicuto, Farquhar, and Miller, all three with the ability to go with the long ball. And Caicuto facing a 1-1 against the lefty Reyes. Pitch. Fastball well off the plate, and it is 2-1. Farquhar and Miller have been the two most successful threshers at the dish thus far. And I think part of the reason Reyes was brought in were to neutralize Farquhar, who has been quite on point tonight. 2-2 count to Caicuto now, swinging and a missing at the changeup. Finley leading some slow claps from atop the Threshers' dugout. 2-2 to Caicuto. Hit the other way, but it's foul. Little bit too late on that for Caicuto, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes, and that one could have been a great way to start off the inning. With the way Houghton was shifted, his speed or not, Caicuto likely would have turned that to 2 had it gone fair. So still a 2-2 count in the first batter of the inning. Now the pitch. Just got a piece of it. Bounces out of Ruiz's glove. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caicuto back into the batter's box. Farquhar waiting in the wings, trying to continue his perfect game so far. That would be a quite opportune time. Now it's 2-2 to Caicuto. The pitch. Inside, and Caicuto jumps out of the way of a wayward changeup to fill up the count at 3-2. And the Threshers just need base running right now. Just need to get some runners on base. Just a one-run game here in the seventh inning. Payoff pitch. Low and outside, and a leadoff walk might be just what the doctor ordered here in Clearwater as Caicuto battles in an 8-pitch at bat to earn a walk. Now Trent Farquhar up to the plate, representing the go-ahead run. He pulls back the bunt despite needing just a home run to complete the cycle. Farquhar led off the game with a double, then singled and scored in the third, hit an RBI triple, and eventually came around to score on a sacrifice fly in the fifth. So he's 3-for-3, now facing a 1-0 count in the top seventh. Pulls back the bunt again, and this time it's in there for a called strike on the fastball on the outside edge. Caicuto has fine speed for a catcher, but is certainly not expected to steal. That might be part of the reason why the speedy Farquhar is trying to lay down a bunt. Reyes, the 1-1. Farquhar bounces one towards second base. Caicuto has to get out of the way. Flips the second for one, but that's all he'll get. And for the first time, Farquhar didn't record a hit, but replaces a slower runner on first in the fielder's choice. That goes 4-6. That'll bring up Aiden Miller with a prominent stealing threat in Trent Farquhar coming to first base, and Miller, the one trying to drive him in. Big lead for Farquhar, sliding mitt on the left hand of the speedy shortstop as Aiden Miller takes a breaking ball low and away for ball number one. Miller's 2-for-2 on the day. Only out was a productive one back in the fifth. Sacrifice fly scored Trent Farquhar back in the fifth. Now Farquhar is on the first base back. Off goes Farquhar. Fastball misses for a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. And Trent Farquhar with a clutch steal to second base to put the tying run in scoring position. And that was certainly a close call. Solid jump here from Farquhar. Needham, the next opponent of the Threshers, leads the Tarpons 6-2 with one run on third in the top of the seventh inning. In the East Division, Palm Beach leading Daytona 4-3. They're off to a 3-1 start. And Jupiter the home team at the RDC today, leading the St. Lucie Mets 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Palm Beach and Daytona in the top of the eighth as well. That's it for the Florida State League scores. Now Bryson Ware back at the dish, swinging and missing at the changeup to make it an 0-1 count. Miller on first, Farquhar on second. 6-5 the score, Muscles lead thanks to a 5-run seventh inning. But the go-ahead run on first and two runners with great speed on the base paths. Ware dodges an inside changeup to even the count at 1-1, and that is the pitch we're seeing most of from Wilker Reyes at this point. We'll see if the double steals in the works for the Threshers, a tactic they have employed with much success over the last couple seasons. As the fastball misses inside, now the count is 2-1, excuse me. Two balls, one strike to Ware, two on, one out. Reyes deals. Ware standing away from the chin music. High and tight fastball, and now the Mighty Muscles in danger of loading the bases. Three balls, one strike, the count. We'll see what Ware can do with this heavily favored hitter's count. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss out in front of the changeup, and now the count's full. Runners likely to go on the 3-2 pitch, especially with Farquhar's speed at second base. And a full count, huge pitch to Ware here. Reyes scans the base runners. Runners stay put, payoff pitch, called strike three. And Ware doesn't like the call, but he won't challenge. That'll bring up Jordan Vyers, left-on-left matchup with two outs and two runners on, and the Threshers with a great chance to tie the ball game here, hoping that Vyers can capitalize. Two gone and two on, tying run in scoring position for the Threshers. Vyers, a single already today, swings and pops one up foul behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Flied out in the first did Vyers, then he singled and drove in Miller in the third, popped out to first back in the fifth inning. So he's 1-for-3, ahead in two of the three games in which he has started. Miller's on first, Farquhar on second, Mighty Muscles clinging to a one-run lead. Lefty shift on for Vyers, now the 0-1, well off the plate. And that's a great stop by Ruiz to save the runners moving up a base each. So now it's a 1-1 count to Vyers with Pierce Bennett hoping to get a shot with runners on base, but two outs. Reyes deals. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. Two balls and one strike to Vyers now. Reyes, the pitch. Fastball just catching the outside corner, and the count evens at 2-2. Reyes deals. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Wilker Reyes hyping up the Mighty Muscles, pounding his chest after striking out the last two batters to end the seventh inning. Threshers don't score a run, no hits, no errors, two men left on base, and remain trailing 6-5 as we go to the eighth.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers turn into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game to support a local pet charity and see the specialty beach dog jerseys in action. Hunter Lloyd, the new pitcher for the Threshers, starting off Rafael Cruz with ball one in a game the Threshers trail by a 6-5 margin. 0-1 lifted in the air out to shallow right field, and it bounces into no man's land next to the line. Viers the closest to it, but a bloop single for Rafael Cruz to start off the eighth inning. And the dormant Mighty Muscles bats have gotten back to it over the last two frames. Five runs on five hits in the seventh, and a ball falling in the right spot for Rafael Cruz to start off the eighth against Hunter Lloyd. Lloyd, one of the few members of the 2023 Phillies draft that made it to the postseason roster, only lasted a third of an inning in one of the tougher games of the playoffs, the 10-2 loss in Game 2 against the Flying Tigers, where Lakeland just piled it on the Threshers. Now Yoander Martinez is up at the plate. 1-0 count to the Mighty Muscle second baseman, who's 1-for-2 on the night with a walk and a run scored. Cruz has good speed on first. He's taking a short lead, but doesn't steal. Fastball from Lloyd in there for a called strike. And Lloyd, a four-pitch mix. Fastball, sinker, cutter, and a slider. The heater goes to the low to mid-90s for the 23-year-old. Now the 1-1. Just missing inside. Nope, that's a called strike. And it's hard to see from this angle. 1-2. Cruz inching off the first base bag. One ball, two strike count to Martinez. The pitch. Breaking ball low. Back pick to first. Almost gets the runner. And Cruz barely getting in ahead of the Katowski tag on a nice snap throw by Luis Caicuto. And Lloyd had a very strange way to debut his career. His first official game was not counted. He pitched two, he allowed two hits of the first two batters he faced in the Complex League before the rain hit next door as the fastball misses upstairs to fill up the count 3-2. Then, 4 days after the game was called, his actual debut ended in a 1-2-3 inning for the Complex League Phillies. Payoff pitch, hard ground ball, foul down the third base line, and we'll do it again. And then Lloyd had a much cleaner debut for the Threshers, allowed one run in his first five innings, which included a spot start, four hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. Lloyd was the first member of the 2023 draft class to start for the Threshers last season. Payoff pitch again, and that fastball is upstairs to the short Martinez, and that's ball four. Cruz to second, Martinez heading to first base on the no-out walk. Still 6-5 the score. Emergency righty getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen as Gustavo Armas will come have a chat with Hunter Lloyd ahead of the Angel Del Rosario AB. And while they meet on the mound, let's take a look at the Major League scores. Starting, of course, with the finals because the Philadelphia Phillies took 3 out of 4 against St. Louis, getting back to 500 with a 4-3 victory over the Cards at Busch Stadium. Former Thresher Aaron Nola getting his second win of the season, and Jeff Hoffman earning his first save of 2024. Another final in Minnesota. The Twins took down the Dodgers 3-2 over in Minnesota. extra inning win for the Mariners, who put up 5 runs in the top of the 10th to take down the Blue Jays 6-1. Diamondbacks took down the Rockies 5-3. Nationals fall to the Giants 7-1 in San Francisco. Angels lose to the Rays 4-2, and the Mets-Braves game was postponed until September due to weather in Atlanta. So, that's it for the final scores of the majors. We'll do the rest at another mound visit because Angel Rosario's at the dish, and he pulls back a bunt to avoid the inside cutter from Hunter Lloyd. 1-0 the count to Del Rosario, who led the Dunedin Blue Jays in steals last season with 25. Each of his 3 major or minor league seasons, he has recorded at least 20 steals, and a poor bunt goes foul. Well fielded by Brian Meyer, though, but of course he is the manager for the Mighty Muscles and would not throw out one of his own players. 1-1 count to the Muscles DH. Del Rosario singled and scored on the Houghton 3-1 blast in the last inning and is 1-for-3 on the day. Lloyd deals. Another bunt, this one right down the line, and it's a great sack bunt, and there's no play at first base. It's a bunt single from Del Rosario to load the bases. That bunt just perfectly right down the line across from the pitcher's mound. That's the second hit of the inning for the Mighty Muscles. This one loads the bases. Maddox Houghton, a 3-run homer to his name already with nobody out and a loaded set of bags. Cruz at third, Martinez at second, and Del Rosario on first after the bunt single as the Mighty Muscles become the first team to top 10 hits against the Threshers in a game this season. First pitch to Houghton is a fastball inside for a called strike. Houghton 2-for-3 on the day, singled and stole a base in the third, grounded out to short to start the fifth, and then, of course, the 3-run home run that changed the scope of this game in the last inning. And he's got a chance to do even more damage for the Mighty Muscles with a loaded set of bases and nobody out. But Hunter Lloyd might have a couple things to say about it. He has found the strike zone consistently in this inning and has an 0-2 count to Houghton. Lloyd from the stretch does a quick scan of the bases and he deals. Fouled away, Houghton continued to make solid contact and will do it again at 0-2. 5 home runs for the Mighty Muscles for Maddox Houghton. 4 coming last year and a 3-run blast aided by the wind in the last inning. Now Lloyd deals inside on the heater and it's 1-2. High chopper over to third. Ware leaps. No play at home. Throws to first, and he gets Houghton. Bryson Ware wanted to go home with that one, but instead he goes for the safe out on the RBI ground out. 4th of the game for Maddox Houghton. And now the Mighty Muscles lead is 2 at 7-5. Cruz scores. Martinez to third. Del Rosario to second. As the infield comes in for the speedster Byron Churio. So a 7-5 lead, 6 of the 7 runs in the last 2 innings for the Mighty Muscles. As Lloyd sets up for the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Out ahead of the cutter is Byron Churio, and it's 0-1. Byron tripled and scored the tying run on the 2-run blast in the 7th, but he has struck out twice in a 1-for-4 evening. Getting a lot of extra playing time with Walker Jenkins on the injured list right now, Minnesota's 5th overall pick in last year's draft. 1-1 the count now to Churio with 2 on and 1 out. Lloyd sets up at the belt. Pressures pitchers reaching towards the end of the pitch clock, really, throughout this game to start their throws as the cutter gets past the swinging bat of Churio to drop the count to 1-2. Now Lloyd toes the rubber on the right-hand side and deals. Fastball upstairs, it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out to Churia. Lloyd deals. Cutter just missing inside, and it's 3-2 now. 0-2 to 3-2, a battle of an at-bat for Churio, and Lloyd is one miss away from loading the bases once again. Three balls, two strikes, one out here in the eighth. Lloyd deals. Called strike three. Coming up big with the slider is Hunter Lloyd. He gets his first strikeout of the season to send Churio packing for the second out. That'll bring up Rain Don Cullen. 0 for 3 on the day, but he walked and stole a base in the fifth. Two RBIs last night. And Don Cullen will be served with an intentional walk to bring up Jose Rodriguez. An interesting move as Don Cullen is 0 for today and Rodriguez has doubled, but he has struck out twice. So we'll see if the gambit by Marty Malloy pays off here in the eighth inning. Two away and a loaded set of bags for Rodriguez, who is 1 for 4 on the day. First pitch to Rodriguez, fastball right down Main Street. It's 0-1. You got Deke Duncan on first, Del Rosario on second, Martinez on third with two outs and one run across in the top of the eighth inning. Two-run lead for the Mighty Muscles as Lloyd deals. Fouled away by Rodriguez, and it's 0-2. A few fans that have remained here in BayCare Ballpark starting to get loud to support this Threshers team for a tough, tough seventh inning. Change the outlook of this contest. Solid start from Micah Ottenbright. Brand Beckel looked good out of the pen, and then a couple home runs change things up. Cutter low, and it's 1-2. One, two to Rodriguez. Still the bases loaded with two outs. Big pitch coming from Lloyd here. Here comes. Just got a piece of it. Rodriguez sends the rawhide into the netting as the count stays at 1-2. Lloyd looking for that one final strike. Now the pitch. This one, a soft liner out to left field. Bennett is there. He makes the catch, and that mercifully ends the eighth inning. The Mighty Muscles add another run onto their tally. They get that run on two hits with no errors and leave the bases loaded. Threshers trail 7-5, but two more innings of baseball to go here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to BayCare Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first BayCare Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game, including the first night of the season, tomorrow. Enjoy craft drafts from multiple local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. The gates open at 5:30 with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. in Moe's Taps and Tacos debut tomorrow night at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers are hoping to send it to tomorrow on a higher note, currently down 7-5 against the Mighty Muscles, with a new pitcher on the hill for Fort Myers, Xander Hamilton, right-hander to face Pierce Bennett, Avery Owusu-Asiedu, and Dakota Katowski, starting off the bottom of the eighth inning here in Clearwater. Bennett, without a hit today, would be the first game all season that he did not record one, as he fouls off a potential bunt single for the first strike. Wilker Reyes, currently in line for the win for the Mighty Muscles, did not allow a run in two shutout innings. Did not allow a hit either. Two walks and three strikeouts for Wilker. And what the Threshers are hoping doesn't become his first win of the season. Now Hamilton facing Bennett with an 0-1. Swing and a miss out in front of the slider, and it's 0-2. Hamilton, 14th round pick out of App State last season against another North Carolina college player in Pierce Bennett, who went to the prestigious Wake Forest as he fouls off a slider to keep the count 0-2. And Hamilton coming off of 2023, where he set an App State record in strikeouts with 115, top 20 in the NCAA. 1-2, cut on and miss, and there's strike three. Fourth K of the day for Pierce Bennett. And there's one out in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who is due for another big hit. He has a couple of multi-hit games. Two doubles leads the Threshers as well tonight. He has flied out to right twice on two hard-hit balls that just happened to go right to Maddox Houghton. One gone in the eighth. Now the pitch. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's 1-0. Owusu-Asiedu reached on an error in the second inning and then flied out to right in the last two at-bats that he has had. The 1-0 misses low. Now it's 2-0. He's a guy who the Threshers are certainly going to want to keep on base, as he has a whole lot of speed with a pair of stolen bases and two attempts already this season. Now it's 2-0. Hitters count for the ninth rounder out of Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. 2-0 pitch. Out in front of the slider, and the count is now 2-1. A lot of power in his swing. And he's looking for it here on the 2-1. Hamilton deals. High chopper over to third. Whitaker charges, stops, makes the catch and throws to first. Gets Owusu-Asiedu by a step for the second out of the eighth inning.
The first baseman,
Dakota Katowski. Threshers still looking for their first hit since the fifth inning. Just two walks since then, both coming in the seventh after a 1-2-3-6. And really looking to change things up, after being kept largely off the base paths and out of the outfield grass in terms of hit baseballs. But Katowski has a scoreboard-changing kind of power with a home run already this season. 1-0 the count as the breaking ball misses outside. Two gone in the eighth, 7-5 the lead in favor of the Mighty Muscles, who have already taken game one in this series. 1-0 count now to Katowski, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Now the count's 1-1. Two gone in the eighth as Hamilton takes a deep breath. Three on the pitch clock as he deals. Fastball just catching the inside corner, and it's 1-2. Hamilton deals. Inside, that got him. Dakota Katowski was hit on the right thigh by that splitter from Xander Hamilton, and now the tying run will come up to the plate. Nico Pawaka-Grego with a chance to turn things around for the Threshers, who for the first time this series have fewer hits than the Mighty Muscles. 10 for Fort Myers, 9 for the Threshers, and a 7-5 lead for Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Pawaka-Grego, the double already today, swings and misses at a slider, and it's 0-1. It's the breaking stuff for these Mighty Muscle pitchers that they've been able to work well against the Threshers so far. Pawaka-Grego facing the 0-1. Swing and miss again. This time the fastball gets him on the outside edge, and it's 0-2. Nico Pawaka-Grego, 19 years old, initially from New Zealand, started his pro career, supposed to be for the Melbourne Aces, but once the Phillies signed him, he went over to Adelaide, the team that has a deal with the Phillies in the ABL. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's 1-2. The Aces became the fourth ABL team to earn themselves a major league partnership, getting one with the Texas Rangers over the 2023 season. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball, missing outside. Count evens at 2-2. Pawaka-Grego signed as a free agent in 2022. Spent the season in the Florida Complex League before going back to Adelaide and unfortunately missing the entirety of 2023, ABL included, for the Claxton Shield winning Giants, and missing the minor league season. And that's a pitch clock violation on Xander Hamilton to fill up the count at 3-2. One more ball puts a speedy tying runner on and brings the powerful Kai Kuto up to the plate. So Threshers fans getting loud here at BayCare Ballpark. And the pitch, runner goes, fastball outside, and that's ball four. Big time walk by Nico Pawaka-Grego. And now Luis Kai Kuto comes up to the plate representing the go-ahead run. And Devin Saltabon will come on to run for Pawaka-Grego. Should be a straight swap as Saltabon is a second baseman as well. So Saltabon replacing Pawaka-Grego. Katowski is at second base. And at the plate is Luis Kai Kuto. RBI double already as the breaking ball misses upstairs, 1-0. Kai Kuto walked in his last at-bat in the seventh inning. And we'll see how aggressive the Threshers get on the base path. Significantly the most aggressive base-running team in the Florida State League last season. 1-0, cut on and miss. Kai Kuto was really looking to drive that one. And he misses to even up the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, count to Kai Kuto, two-run deficit for the Threshers. Popped up in foul territory near the Mighty Muscles dugout. Cruz giving chase near the camera well. That ball reaches the seats. And now the count's 1-2. So one ball and two-strike count to Kai Kuto. And he'll take some time to collect himself in a big inning. Threshers need some runs here, down two with two aboard, but two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-2 now to Kai Kuto. Hamilton deals. Pop foul again, and that's well out of play. We will stay at 1-2. Ball, two strike count. Pitch hit in the air out to right field. Hout giving chase. This one shallow. He dives and he misses the ball. One run will score. Teltevon's rounding third. He's going to come home. The throw is late, and this game is tied. Luis Caicuto goes all the way to second on a blooping single to right, tying the game at seven. Big kudos to Marty Malloy, putting Devin Saltabon in at first base, scoring all the way from first on a little blooper out to right. And now the go-ahead run is on second for Trent Farquhar. Known as a contact hitter, but he's made a whole lot of contact tonight. 3-for-4. And he's got a single up the middle. That's a base hit. Caicuto was waved around third base, and he's going to score easily. 3 runs with 2 outs for the Threshers, and they take the lead right back in the eighth. Trent Farquhar with an incredible showing tonight. 4 hits for the Threshers, and they lead by 1. The Threshers' first 4-hit game since August of 2023, and it could not come at a better time. Farquhar with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored tonight, and a massive 2-out rally gives the Threshers the lead right back in the game's dying moments. Second RBI double of the day for Caicuto. Second RBI knock of the day for Farquhar. As his 4-for-5 night could prove to make him a hero early on in the season in Clearwater. Aiden Miller lifts the 1-0 pitch out in a shallow center field. Martinez goes back and he makes a leaping catch to end the eighth inning. Incredible defensive play by Martinez, but the damage done by the Clearwater Threshers. Luis Caicuto ties it up with a double, and Trent Farquhar delivers for the 4th time tonight to give the Threshers an 8-7 lead. We'll see. There's going to be a new pitcher from the Threshers coming out of the bullpen, and the closer coming in for Clearwater. 8-7 the lead. 9th inning. Here we come.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of...
After the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles this Friday and Saturday night, stick around for the best fireworks show in town. And boy, have we seen some fireworks tonight. 8-7 Threshers, and the rehabbing Christian Hernandez gets Brandon Whitaker to foul the first pitch of the 9th inning down the right field line. The Threshers have been blessed with some rehabbers already this season. Orion Kirkering actually got the Threshers' first win of the season back in Bradenton. And now a double-A rehabbing right-hander has the chance to get them another save as Whitaker fouls the next pitch off 0-2. 3 runs on 2 hits in the 8th inning for Clearwater, including the Trent Farquhar go-ahead single And he will more than likely be having a chat with Jesse Rodriguez if the Threshers can get these three outs. 8-7 the score. Threshers out hitting the Muscles 11-10. And a fastball right down the Broadway, and that is strike three. Christian Hernandez with some firepower to start off the ninth with a punch-out. One gone, two outs left, and Pancho Ruiz to the plate. He's one for three with two Ks, but an RBI single. Two outs remaining in this ninth as Hernandez deals, breaking ball in there for a called strike at the knees. And Christian Hernandez, a Thresher in 2022, where he was primarily a starter, went 2-7 with a 3.69 ERA in 70 innings of work as Ruiz fouls off a fastball to make it 0-2. He spent last year with the Fighting Phils after really being switched to a relief role. 3.66 ERA out of the pen, 31 appearances out of the bullpen, 4 starts for Hernandez last season. Now the 0-2. High chopper up the middle. Saltabon is there, waits on it, takes the hop, fires to first, gets the out, and the Threshers are one out away for their first home win of the season. Saltabon replacing Powaka Grego after coming on and scoring the tying run from first base on a double that was out to shallow right field. And Saltabon just made a great defensive play at second that could prove crucial should Rafael Cruz get the third out here. Two gone and Cruz at the dish against Hernandez, who deals. Swing and a miss. There's strike one. Heavy sinker from Hernandez. That gets the swing and miss from Rafael Cruz. Single and a run scored in the eighth for Rafael. Now Hernandez deals. Swing and a miss again, and it's 0-2. Back-to-back heaters from Hernandez, and the Mighty Muscles are down to their final strike. Two home runs in the seventh made this game look different. An eighth-inning run didn't help, but three runs in the bottom of the eighth gave Clearwater this chance to get their first win at home. The pitch outside on the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. 7-5 coming into the eighth. It stayed a two-run lead for Fort Myers until a two-out rally by the Threshers put them ahead by one, where the score sits. 1-2. Almost called strike three, but the sinker narrowly missing on the outside edge, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Hernandez pitched in double-A last year, now for a single-A save. Ground ball to third, this could be it. Ware scoops it up, fires to first, in time, and the comeback is complete. The Clearwater Threshers get their first home win of the season in a dramatic victory, 8-7 over the Mighty Muscles, and what a finish this was. Two home runs for Fort Myers, an extra run for insurance, and then with two outs in the inning, Luis Caicuto tied up the ball game, and Trent Farquhar won it. 8-7 the final score, and Christian Hernandez retires the ninth inning in order to complete the 8-7 win for the Threshers' first win at BayCare Ballpark in 2023. And the Threshers, who had the best home record in the minor leagues in 2023, get on the good foot in the new season. 8-7 the final score, and what a finish this game was. Team's giving some handshakes. Jesse Rodriguez getting ready to have a chat with our player of the game. And we're going to take a quick break on the Threshers Broadcast Network, give you a little post-game show. Maybe you'll see some of the interview as well. We'll be right back on the Threshers Broadcast Network after Clearwater's first win of 2024 at home.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the village and at Upstate Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
What a phenomenal way to mark the first home win for the Clearwater Threshers. A back-and-forth seesaw affair where the Threshers were leading for about the first half of the game. Big home runs from Fort Myers changed things up. And then a two-out rally for Clearwater to secure their first home victory of the season. I'm Josh Sperber here on the post-game show on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Let's take you through this wild, wild contest. The scoring started in the third inning because the Threshers had put runners in scoring position in each of the first two innings of the ballgame, but they didn't capitalize until the third. Trent Farquhar got the rally started with a one-out single up the middle, and he scored on a hit-and-run double by Aiden Miller that started the scoring. Miller and Farquhar will be two guys you'll be hearing from a lot as Miller stole third base before Viers singled him in that third to bring the lead up to 2-0. Then Fort Myers added a run on an RBI single in the fourth to cut the Threshers' lead to 2-1 before Clearwater stormed right back in the fifth with Nico Pauaca-Grego and Luis Caicuto trading doubles to start the frame and give the Threshers a 3-1 lead. Caicuto's double was a two-run, two-bagger. Then Trent Farquhar triple to bring in Caicuto, and he scored on a sacrifice fly by Aiden Miller to bring the lead up to 5-1. Then a big seventh inning for Fort Myers. A two-run blast and a three-run blast gave them a 6-5 lead, and the Mighty Muscles added another run in the eighth to increase their lead to 7-5. With two outs in the eighth inning, it seemed all but over for the Threshers. But Luis Caicuto was up with two runners on base thanks to a hit-by-pitch to Gutowski and a walk to Devin Saltabon. Then this double by Luis Caicuto, a little blooper out to right field, cleared the bases. The throw couldn't come home in time to get the pinch runner Saltabon. And we take another look at this, just not the kind of thing you'd expect to be a double, but great base running by Caicuto, and even better base running from Devin Saltabon here. Kotowski smartly off right on contact with that two-out double. He scored easily, and the big play was Devin Saltabon. Look how close this was to ending the inning, but Saltabon clearly sliding underneath the tag of Pancho Ruiz. Then it was the next batter, Trent Farquhar, coming back up to the plate after a 3-for-4 day already. And Farquhar wasted absolutely no time. First pitch of the at-bat, he singled one right up the middle. Easy run for Caicuto, who scored on the play and gave the Threshers an 8-7 lead. Trent Farquhar, the hero in tonight's game. Two RBIs, a triple, a run. And that game-winning RBI made it 8-7, solidified by a Christian Hernandez save in his second rehab stint for the Clearwater Threshers. 8-7, the final score. Hernandez getting the save. Hunter Lloyd ending up with the victory. and Xander Hamilton taking the loss for Fort Myers. Lloyd 1-0, Hernandez with his first save of the 2024 season. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. A truly epic win for the Clearwater Threshers, the best home team in minor league baseball a year ago, starting off the season with a significant comeback home victory against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. For all of our fantastic production crew here at Bay Care Ballpark, my name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to tonight's contest. And the Threshers looking to bounce back with another victory tomorrow. 8-7 tonight, the final. Threshers taking their first home win. We'll see you for another one on Taps and Tacos Thursday tomorrow night. Have a great Wednesday night, everybody.